and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and business success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this Monday, October 3rd. Yes, we are in the fullness of the fall season, and here in Atlanta, it is in the chilly 60s, and we are in the sweater weather now, so hopefully we'll be able to stay in the sweater weather for a while. As always, ladies, we're bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, how was your weekend? Of course, I've been encouraging you for the last few weeks now to take time out for yourself during the weekend. And if you didn't take time out, again, don't let another weekend pass you by without carving some time out for yourself. You know, the leaves are changing. It's very beautiful. You can get a lot of inspiration. You can calm and soothe your mind on the weekends or on a day that you have purposed to really just pamper yourself. You know, you can think about driving out in the countryside and looking at the beautiful fall leaves and the scenery. You can look at, you know, visiting a bed and breakfast that you've been hearing about, whatever it is, if it's a massage or if it's just sitting down by the window with your favorite beverage and just really taking it all in and having some me time, it's something that you need to do for yourself. So don't forget to do that. Well, our theme last month in September is was Successful Women and How They Do It. And, of course, we had two wonderful guests on during the month, and then we also were able to dig down deep and look at some ways that women could be more successful. And so today we've got a great show for you as we roll out with October with four different topics. Today we are definitely going to be talking about passion. And our topic today is passion doesn't pay the bills. And that is a hearty topic for a radio show. But I hope that we do it justice today because, you know, so many people out there are hearing from a lot of entrepreneurs and hearing from a lot of motivational speakers and reading in a lot of articles that, you know, you can do this. You can make your business a success, but you first must have passion. And so, again, we're going to put passion in perspective today because passion isn't really all you need to be successful. But, you know, we're going to get into that a little bit later on and find out, well, what are some of the things that you need in order to be successful in business, and how do you put passion in its proper perspective, which is very, very important. We've got a great lineup for you today. Also, I'm going to be reading an excerpt from the book Your Magic Power to Be Rich by one of my all-time favorite authors, Napoleon Hill. Of course, he's no longer here with us, but he left a treasure chest of reading for us to learn from. And one of the books that's one of my favorites that I have of his is Your Magic Power to Be Rich. And it's featuring three classic works that have been revised and updated for the 21st century. It combines Think and Grow Rich, The Magic Ladder to Success, and The Master Key to Riches. So I'll be reading from an excerpt from this book, really powerful stuff. We also have a business buzz for you today. And also we're going to talk a little bit about developing your strategy for 2012. Of course, we're gearing up at Women About Biz for some great things happening during the month of October. So we want to remind you about our happenings and different things going on. So don't hang up that phone if you're listening via telephone, and don't switch to another screen if you are listening via your desktop. Make sure that you stay tuned in today because you're going to get information that you can put to use this 12:04 after the hour. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to none other than the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, your host and success coach, Trina Newby. As always, ladies, we ask you to bless us and to bless the life of one other woman by calling her and letting her know that the show is on the air live today. Simply flash over on your phone and call one person that you know who really needs some motivation. They need to be empowered today. Call them and tell them to get on the Successful Woman Radio Show. Have them to tune in and dial 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. 937-2589. And for those of you that are listening from your desktops, you know what to do. Go ahead and go to your Facebook and your LinkedIn and other social networks and put the link in for the Successful Woman Radio Show. If you're at home listening via phone and you'd like to switch to desktop, you can listen by putting in www.blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. And of course, you can just click on the play button and we're live on the air right now. You know, I've talked about the fall season, and one of the things that I think is important right around this time during the fall season is that we really, really need to look at planning our strategic move for 2012. We really need to know what our business strategy is going to be. Now, ladies, I want you to listen up because I want to give you three very important things that you need to do to start gathering up information and planning your strategy for 2012. Now, as always, you know that when you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, you need to have a pen and a notepad handy. And if you're driving, if at all possible, you know you need to pull over because we're going to give you information that you can put to use right away. So I was saying that I want to give you three things you need to do to really start gathering up material and planning for your strategy. The first thing that I think is very, very important, I mentioned this before, but here it goes. Number one, make sure that you go ahead and look at how much money the business has brought in the last 3 to 6 months. So you need to have your accounting available to you. Usually your bookkeeper should be able to provide you with a balance sheet, or perhaps you've been doing your bookkeeping on a spreadsheet. So basically you just need to know what your intake and your expenses were for the last 6 to 12 months, which is very, very important. So I want to encourage everyone to make sure that you start off by looking at what your intake was as far as the profit that you made and what your expenses were, okay? Very, very important. Now, once you gather that material, the next thing I want you to do is I want you to take a look at your services and your all your products, or you might have both. But I want you to take a look at your services and or your products, okay? I want you to pull together each service and product and a description, a picture of each, and gather that information because you're going to need to make some decisions. And then the third thing that I want you to do is I want you to have your goal sheet down, okay? I want you to have a goal sheet of the top three goals that you would like to accomplish within the next 6 months to 12 months, okay? The top three goals that you would like to accomplish within the next 6 to 12 months. So let's repeat that. So for those of you that have just tuned in, that you can get this information. Again, this is Trina Newby, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. We've just been talking about three things that you need to start pulling together in order to prepare for your business strategy. I want to go ahead and repeat those. Number one was your accounting data. Want to make sure that everyone pulls together their bookkeeping or their balance sheet or their cash flow sheet or a spreadsheet, whatever you're using. And you do have a system, ladies, right? Absolutely. So whatever you're using, you need to pull that together. And I want to make sure that you guys understand how important this is. And I'll tell you why in a few minutes. Number two, services and products. You need to go ahead and pull together your services with a description of those services. You're going to need that and your products, okay? And then number three, you need to really identify what are the three goals that you would like to accomplish in your business within the next 6 months to 12 months. Now, we already know that one of those goals is probably going to be a financial goal, but you should also have two other goals outside of that. So three goals that you want to accomplish within the next 6 to 12 months. And I want to just stress this point. You guys know that here on Successful Woman Radio and at Women About Biz, I am always about strategy, about doing things beforehand, making sure that we are structured. So I want to first start off with accounting, the accounting balance, and saying this about accounting. When you first start a business, of course, you know, sometimes you're not going to be able to afford a bookkeeper right off. So you have to have some type of accounting system. One of the things that I recommend to you is just a simple spreadsheet. Now, if you haven't pulled all of your accounting together, you're going to need it anyway come the tax season, so you might as well start doing it early. Go ahead, and if you haven't, you know, developed that accounting system, go ahead and gather all of your receipts and make a list of all of the things that you think you have been spending money on, whether it's been, you know, a coach, whether it's been some other professional service, whether it's been a membership or website, web maintenance, hosting. All of those things need to get listed, okay? And then just open up an Excel spreadsheet, okay, and use an Excel spreadsheet. Now, for those of you who are Gold members, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com, and you can actually go to the Download Center and download a cash flow analysis, and the Excel template is there for you. The second thing, services or products, here's why I said that you need that information, is because you need to make some decisions as to whether or not you want to keep certain services or products. If they didn't make any money for you and you've been marketing heavy with those services and products, then you really have to question and ask why. So hopefully you have been keeping statistics on who's been purchasing what from you so you can decide whether or not you need to either add services or products that people have been asking you for or take away services or products. Here's the other thing. I really recommend that you not have too many services or products when you're in business, especially within your first 1 to 2 years, because you really want to be able to niche and to market a particular service or product that is going to not only be in demand, but that you're going to be able to focus on and you're going to be able to market and push heavily, okay? And it's very difficult to do that when you're trying to push a lot of services or products and none of them are really front runners. They're all, like, kind of starting out at the even pace. So I recommend that you have no more than 2 to 5 products or services. Now, this is a little bit different if you're in direct sales and your company represents a lot of products, but it may be in a particular area. But even then, what I recommend that you do is that you're not going to turn people down if they want to purchase a product from your catalog. But what you want to do in direct sales is you definitely want to niche and find out which service or product is speaking to you, which one are you using the most, and which one are you able to give testimony on the most, because that might be the way you need to go. If you're not in direct sales but you have a traditional business, what you need to determine is which service or product is it that you feel is most needed, is in most demand, or that you can market the easiest and get the best bang for your marketing dollars. So you have to determine that and kind of balance that with what your prospective customers or clients are wanting. Now, a lot of people don't know the answer to that, so here's what I'm recommending. It doesn't take a lot to put together what I call a focus group. A focus group can consist of anywhere between 5 and 15 people who are all sitting in a room, and the commonality is that they have been selected based on age, sex, based on their likings or what have you, or they could be a general group of people who are going to be asked specific questions. And so, again, you could do a focus group. And you can also do a focus group with your friends, as long as your friends are willing to be brutally honest. But here's what I recommend about a focus group. You really need to have someone else to coordinate your focus group besides yourself. And I don't recommend that you be in your own focus group. Okay, and of course, if you need to learn more about creating a focus group, all of you can request a power talk to discuss creating your focus group. And then, of course, you need to know what your goals are going to be, your top 3 goals for your next 6 months to 12 months. You know, sometimes when we have too many goals, and what I'm talking about is master goals, basically your vision for where you see yourself within 6 months to 12 months, it can, in and of itself, it can be overwhelming. So let's narrow that down to 3 goals, and we know one of those goals is going to be your financial goals for your company. Once you know what your goals are, You can then back up to where you are now and start creating the action tasks or the to-do items that are going to help you to accomplish those goals, okay? So that's very, very important. So again, it's time now, ladies, to start thinking about your strategy. This is the fall season, time to fall into your success for 2012. And so I want to encourage you that if you have not started planning your strategy for 2012, now is the time to do it. I want to also encourage you that if you have not been participating in Women About Biz in our coaching sessions, this is the time to do so. I want to let you guys know that our next coaching sessions are going to be on the 15th and the 29th. So that's the 15th and the 29th of October. Those are Saturdays. And we are going ahead and doing Saturdays because so many people have requested to be in our coaching process for the fall season. So again, the 15th, which is a Saturday, and the 29th, which is a Saturday, want to make sure that you have those dates for our coaching sessions that are going to be getting started. So again, if you'll remember, Women About Biz is a $39 per month membership. That's less than $1.30 a day that you'll be investing in yourself. And guess what? Group coaching is unlimited. So if you join this week, you will be able to participate in our October 15th and our October 29th group coaching session. So I want to encourage you guys to do that. So, again, I hope that you guys have gotten a lot from the three things you need to do to start focusing on planning your strategy for 2012. Don't forget that as women, we really get into the holiday. Most of us do. And as a result, we often have a tendency to start wanting to play a little bit, you know, start wanting to have some fun. We want to gather with family and friends, and, of course, our children are having fall activities, and things are going on in church, and all of these different things are happening during the fall season leading into the holiday season. So, again, I want to encourage you that to go ahead right now. This is the month. I don't want to see you in the month of November trying to do your strategic planning. This is your drop dead month right here in October to do your strategy for 2012. And October 15th and 29th are our group coaching sessions at Women About Biz, and what we're going to be talking about specifically is strategic planning and giving you those tools you need to make it happen. So make sure that you join Women About Biz this week in order to qualify to be a part of those group coaching sessions. It is 12:17 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And, of course, we're giving you information you can put to use right away. I want to also share some information with you ladies today in reference to marketing your business during the holiday. Our networking events during the month of September talked about networking during the holiday season and how do you market your business during the holidays. And so what I want to do is I want to start off with just sharing with you some ways to do that. And hopefully all of you who are listening on the call, you are going to get some useful tips that you'll be able to put to use right away in getting your business off the ground for the holiday season. The first thing I want to recommend in reference to holiday marketing is, ladies, we've got to learn how to step out of the box, first of all. That's the big thing, because a lot of people are doing some of the same old that they haven't been getting a lot of results with. And because of that, they're kind of lost trying to figure out, you know, what is it that they need to be doing. So the first thing you need to be doing is I want you to take a look at determining whether or not your services or your products can benefit individuals more than usual during the holiday season. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes your services or products fall right in with the holiday season, and this is your time to really make a great impact on your bottom line, on your profit. And then there's some businesses that experience kind of like a decline in sales because most people just focus on a lot of other things and they slow down. So the first thing I want to say to everyone is that you can offer what I call value coupons, okay? If you have customers or clients that know of your good work and they are in business too, then why not take advantage of that by giving them value coupons to offer to their clients during the holiday season? Now, not only is this going to add value to their service and bring in new clients for you, but it is also, okay, going to help extend your marketing list as well. Now, one thing that you need to make sure of in your value coupons, well, actually, there are two things. The first thing is that when you're trying to give a value, and it's the holiday season and you're really wanting people to take advantage of that, you want to give a deep value, okay? So more than 10%, ladies, 10% has played out, okay? So you've got to do something to give more than the 10%. Now, if you have, like, products like bath and body products or makeup or something else, then you can actually have them to redeem their coupon and call you to redeem for a free product, okay? So you make the decision of which product that you're going to recommend which product you're going to have. Make it only one product. Then you're going to purchase that at a certain number of products. So on the value coupon, you can say good for the first 50 customers or good for the first 100 customers or what have you, or until products run out. So have that so people know what they're expecting, and also have a deadline on the value coupon so that people won't be thinking that they can get and take advantage of that value, you know, let's say 90 to 120 days or even a year or two later. Nope. You want to have that value within a 60 to 90 day period, okay? So that's very, very important. Let's look at number two for ways to market your business during the holiday season. Well, Google AdWords is very good. Now, this is a paid service, but if you have a business or service product that's great for the holidays, and the holiday season is your time, you know who I'm talking about, you know if your business is perfect for the holiday season, then why not bring extra traffic to your website by purchasing Google AdWords? Research the most frequently used keywords for your industry, and consider using a select few to create a Google AdWords campaign. Now, you can set your campaign to reach visitors by region or by local area or by the country itself. So Google allows you to do that. Number three, holiday home party. Now, this is one of my favorites. I love the holiday season. It's one of my favorite times of the year. If you have great products or services that people are looking for during the holidays, this is for those who have businesses that pertain to food, baking, bath and body, great products that you can actually put in gift baskets, coffees, teas, hot chocolates, you know, the list could go on, clothing items. I mean, of course, there's a vast list of products that us as businesswomen might have that could fit into this category, then ladies, guess what? Throw your own holiday home party, complete with holiday desserts, punch, and products beautifully displayed for purchase. Throw in some great prizes and consider donating 10% of your sales to a local charity. And guess what? You've got the perfect way to market. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, your success coach and host, Trina Newby. And right now we're talking about ways to market for the holiday season. We're going to move on and talk about the fourth way to market your business for the holiday season. How about holiday expos and festivals? You know, most neighborhood schools have carnivals, expos, or festivals during the fall and holiday season. It's a great environment to expose your business and let others know what you do. Now, depending on the rules of those events, you can sell items, give out samples, and create beautiful gift baskets as a prize giveaway for those that register at your table. One of the things I think that we all need to realize about expos and events is that, guess what, It's a great way to gain new prospects. So don't focus so much on selling at the expo as much as getting a person's name, phone number, and email. So that's where that prize giveaway comes in, because you need to have it looking fantastic, beautiful, big, and bold right there on your table so that people are going to sign up for that. Because you can do all the selling and the marketing to those people in the world when you have their contact information. But if they leave and you didn't get that information, guess what? Serves you no purpose. So remember, the purpose of really participating in a lot of holiday expos and festivals is to really get those individuals' names, phone numbers, and emails. And, of course, if you're going to be there all day, then it's more beneficial to sell products at full-day events. But if it's just a three-hour or a four-hour or a two-hour event, make sure you're more creative, giving out samples, prize giveaways, so that you can get the information that can last you for years, okay? And last but not least, ladies, don't forget the 80-20 rule, okay? And what is the 80-20 rule about? It is 80% of your business normally comes from 20% of your customers. And it is so true. We can't forget our current clients, our current customers. And no matter what type of business you have, as a matter of fact, I believe for those businesses that really decline in sales during the holiday season, I believe that this is a great time to create out-of-the-box strategies marketing-wise to work with your existing customer base. One of the things I think is really good is to give a holiday party for your existing customers if they're within the same area, or give special holiday discounts, deep discounts to current customers, which is very, very important. You can not only create those special holiday deep discount offers, okay, but set deadlines on those kinds of offers. Let's say if they purchase within 7 to 10 working days. And then, of course, you can set up some great email campaigns through Constant Contact to take advantage of the special offer. So, ladies, the above ideas that I've been talking about will help you to brainstorm ways to market your business during the holiday season. But now is the time to really, really get busy, especially if you have a business that this is your big season. Now is the time to get moving and start with marketing, okay? And make sure that you have your holiday catalogs, your brochures, your postcards, all of the things that you need to make it happen. And let's not forget to ask for the business, ladies, which is so very, very important. It is 12:27 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio. I want to, at this time, to open up the lines for those women who are willing to share, what are you wanting to do with your business in 2012? Where would you like to see yourself? Can you share one of your goals with us that you would like to see happening in your business within the next 6 to 12 months? You'll get a chance to share your goals and ask your questions right after we give you the announcements at Women About Biz. And again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Okay, well, I want to go ahead and give you guys some awesome announcements that's going on, and I want to reach out to those of you who are out of town, because we've got something phenomenal happening on the first weekend of November, which is very, very important. That's the first weekend of November, Saturday, November 5th. We have the Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind full-day mini conference, and it is going to be with me, and I am going to empower you with so much wealth and knowledge. It's the Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind full-day retreat. It is going to be held at the BizLink Center in Gwinnett County, and again, this is giving you guys who are out of town that want to come in for this enough time so that you will be able to either drive up if you're in the eastern part of the U.S. or get a good flight deal coming into Atlanta. So, again, November 5th, a full-day event from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is the Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind full-day retreat, one-day retreat that I am so excited excited about. Now, we are planning to also extend that to a hotel over the weekend for those people that really want to have fun with me talking about ways to be successful, and I want to impart to you what I have learned for some of the most wealthiest people in the U.S. that I know, and I want to share that information with you, but also I want to share with you what I have learned to make get myself on track and be extremely successful and bring in the money that I needed to bring in. I want to impart all of that information to you. So, ladies, this is not a fluff conference. This is a full-day retreat that is really going to give you, you'll walk away with a binder of information that will show you step-by-step some of the things that you need to put into action right away. So this is the Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind full-day retreat at the Bislink Center in Gwinnett County, Duluth, Georgia. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Information goes up tomorrow. Now, here's a special little buzz about that. The conference itself is $139, okay, for the day. But for those of you who are listening on Successful Woman Radio and who register tomorrow when the information goes up right on the front page of the Women About Biz website, the conference is going to be $79 tomorrow only, okay? Tomorrow only. This goes for Successful Woman Radio listeners and all of our special silver members. It is going to be $79 for tomorrow only. So when you go on womenaboutbiz.com and click on the front page and you see the conference information, you heard it here, you'll be able to get it for $79. So that is quite a savings off of the $139 that it is going to be at on a regular basis. We do expect for this conference to fill up. It has filled up for the last 3 years. We have sold out within 2 weeks of announcing it. So I will let you guys know that we don't have as many seats this year. We only have about 80 seats, ladies. I'm so sorry. We downsized a little bit for this year, but we only have about 80 seats available. So as I said, again, we will have that information up on the front page tomorrow. You'll be able to get it for $79 for tomorrow only. So word's up to you guys. Spread the word, and we hope that we will see you at the Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind one-day full retreat right here in the Metro Atlanta area with me, Trina Newby. And I am looking so forward to meeting a lot of you who email me and connect with me on a continual basis. It is 12:32 after the hour, and again, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and also let you guys know about some other things that are happening at Women About Biz. Again, I want to make sure that you know that our group coaching starts this October on a Saturday on the 15th and the 29th. 15th and the 29th. So, ladies, if you have not joined as a gold member, you need to join this week to qualify to be a part of those group coaching sessions. So don't forget to go ahead and sign up for gold membership now. Also want to let you know that we have virtual networking coming up. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with the term virtual networking, I want to explain to you what it is. Virtual networking is a really good technique for networking and meeting others when the product or service that you have can be given and rendered to people across the country, okay? It means that you have a product or a service, and if you want to meet people that you don't know and you want them to learn more about your information, you're trying to build your connection list as well, then virtual networking is a good way to do that. So we have a virtual networking event that is coming up on Tuesday, October 11th, at 7:30 p.m. Now, this is a national event, okay? Now, you'll have the opportunity to promote your business. You'll receive a list of attendees with their name, phone number, Facebook address, or their LinkedIn address. Learn more information about their businesses. You'll have an opportunity, again, to promote yourself, win prizes, and build relationships. Now, we have space open only to 20 women who are interested in doing that, only to 20 women. So this is the virtual networking for businesswomen event on October 11th, okay, from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So I want to encourage everyone to go ahead and to register for that. And you can go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events in the top right menu bar, and then to teleclasses and programs, and you'll find the information you need to register for our virtual networking event. It is 12:34 after the hour, and you are listening to Successful Woman Radio with me, your host and success coach, Trina Newby. I'm going to go ahead and take some of our callers and see who has something to share with us in reference to your goal and what you really see for yourself for the new year. We have a caller who's on 8147. Caller 8147 is your last four of your phone number. Go ahead, give us your name, the city you're calling from, and proceed with your comment. You're live on the air. Go ahead, caller. Okay, well, we'll come back to that caller. And just for general information for everyone else, make sure that if you press star 1 on your phone keypad that you have yourself unmuted, okay, so that way it won't interrupt you from trying to get and talk live on the air, okay? But let's go ahead and let me just repeat again for those of you who are listening now. We want you to share what are your goals for your company for the new year? What would you like to see happen? Or if you have any questions for me, as we talked about strategic planning and then we talked about ways to market for the holidays, if you have some good ideas about marketing for the holidays, let us know for that as well. So go ahead, ladies, and press star 1 on your phone keypad and let us know what are you planning for your business for 2012? What would you like to see happening for 2012 for yourself? You can just press star 1 on your phone keypad, and by pressing star 1, it will let us know that you would like to make a comment. Okay, I see that we have a caller on line 2250, that's the last four of your phone number, 2250. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Larry, and I wrote a book about, like, how to do your hair and grow your hair, and I'm not really sure, like, what I can do as a marketing strategy for that. I like the ideas about giving discounts and all of that, but I'm not sure, like, what would be a really good campaign for me to put out there for
okay. Okay, and could you give me your name, your first name, and the city you're calling from again?
Oh, sorry. My name is Larry, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Okay, Larry. Is that correct, Larry?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and you're from L.A. Okay, great. Okay, so, well, first of all, let me just say that anytime you have a product or service that you've created and you're trying to get the information out there, two things need to happen. Number one, you really do need to look for events that play into what you are wanting to sell and the information you want to give out, okay? So events like wedding expos, events like health and wellness expos, events for women are all very, very good. But then you also, when you have those events, you know, having a really nice stand-up banner that's showing exactly what your product can do, a good before and after, is very, very important. In addition to that, how to grow your hair is a very good seminar topic as well. So I would say, in addition to that, it's going to be important for you to come up with a really well-constructed free seminar, at which time you can, you know, have a product, you can have your book available to people, and people will be able to ask questions. You'll be able to identify those that are what would be considered warm prospects who really seem like they're very interested in what you're having to say, and you'll be able to build your list for those individuals as well. Now, let me ask you this question, Larry. Have you already started a blog or a website, and do you have testimonials and all that available?
I do. I just started. I do have a blog and website, but I don't have testimonials. I can get testimonials.
Okay, because got you. Because testimonials are is what's going to sell this product for you. Okay, you've got to have testimonials and individuals that you are working with who are actually utilizing your techniques or your product to make it work. And so, I think the three most effective ways for you are going to be number one, blogging, which is very, very important. Every week you need to be doing some type of seminar somewhere. I would start where you are and move out within a certain mile radius, giving different seminars and things all over the area and make them free. So if they're free, find free places to give those seminars, okay? Very, very important. Piggyback off of other things that are happening for women and men as well. And then, of course, I would recommend for sure that you look at some of the bigger events that go on to be a part of, like your bridal shows, your weddings, all those type of things, where women are wanting to look their very, very best for those occasions, okay? But I think that's going to be very, very important. So know that it's really about what we call grassroots marketing. And grassroots marketing, Larry, is all about getting out there in the community and branding yourself and getting known. The best way to do that is not one-on-one as much as it is bringing the crowd to you. So that's where the seminars and being in crowds where large markets are. Did that help?
It did. I have one more question. What are some like free places that I could do a seminar?
Well, here's what you can do. What I want you to do is I want you to go to my website, womenaboutbiz.com,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then I want you to click on in the top right menu bar, Get Coaching, and in the far right-hand column, Request a Power Talk, which is at no cost to you, but request a Power Talk with me, and then I'll be able to further brainstorm with you and give you some ideas, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Okay.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you. And again, Larry says that she has a product that she wants to put out there on how to grow your hair. And so she asked about marketing techniques and ways that she can do that. Hopefully you guys were listening and you can use some of those tips for yourself. It is 12:41, and hopefully if you have a question in reference to marketing your business, or if you have another way during the holidays that you've used that's effective, go ahead and share it with our listening audience. Or if you'd like to share a goal that you have for your business for 2012, you know, verbally declaring is the first stage in bringing it to life and making it happen for yourself. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and do that, if at all possible, to verbally declare it for yourself. So, again, go ahead and press star 1 on your phone. I think we have room for one more person. We have room for one more person. In the meantime, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and get into our topic for today, which is passion doesn't pay the bills, okay? Passion doesn't pay the bills. You know, oftentimes when we are going to conferences and listening to people motivate us who have created their own success, and, you know, and we're looking, sometimes for lack of having the answer, some people say, well, you know, you got to have a lot of passion. You know, passion, that's it. Passion is the number one thing that you need to have in order to be successful for your business. Now, you know, I'm gonna say that in a way that's very true, and I don't want to belittle the word passion and what it means at all, because I think that we do need to have passion. But here's something as women, from a psychological perspective, that I think that harms us in some way, okay? As women, we are some emotional beings. You guys know we can gain passion real quick about something, and we can fall in love with it, and it, you know, and we can smother it with our love, which, by the way, a lot of women do baby their business in that manner. And as a result, we can have all the passion in the world about our business, and we can be thinking that our business is going to be successful. But guess what? That's not necessarily true, okay? It takes so much more, ladies, than passion. And so I want to give you some ways that I feel that you need to go beyond passion. You see, what I have learned in my 25-plus years of not only consulting people on how to start and grow their business, but in my own personal experience, ladies, guess what? Passion does not pay the bills, okay? It just doesn't put food in the refrigerator. I'm so sorry to have to break the news to you on this, but I've got good news. I'm going to tell you what does put the food in the refrigerator, and I'm going to tell you what does pay the bills, okay? Again, passion is very, very important. You need it. It is a driving factor. It's your passion about something that's going to drive you to do more. But what happens after you've driven yourself? Where are you driving yourself to? Where are you going? That is the question. So here's the thing. One of the first things that you really need to put in your treasure chest of tools to be successful in business is you really need to understand the power of marketing. Oh, absolutely. And I know that this sounds common sense, and I know that you guys are saying, okay, you know, maybe she's right, but wow, tell us something else, Trina, that we don't know. But ladies, as I heard someone else say recently, And that is, you can hear common sense things all day long, but guess what? If you have not implemented it, it is not common sense for you, okay? So here's the thing. You need to know and understand the power of marketing. You need to know how to market your business because at the end of the day, it's about having a large list of people who are interested in your business services and products that you can market to on a consistent level. Just got to be talking to two of my clients about that this morning, and I wanted to make sure that they understood why marketing is so important. At the end of the day, as I said before, you know, you can do all the talking, you can do all the article writing, you could, you know, have the best-looking website, but if you don't market properly, if you don't have a full marketing cycle and know how to create your marketing strategy, then that in and of itself is going to be a big problem, I can guarantee you. But marketing is, I would say, more than 50%. Out of 100% of the things that you should be doing, marketing accounts for about 50% of that, okay? So it's important that you understand that in order to make money, you have to consistently be marketing 24/7. You cannot stop marketing because once you stop, what happens is you have this big gaping piece of silence because people have not been consistently getting your information, okay? One of the secrets to marketing that you should know is that marketing is a delayed reaction, okay? From a psychological perspective, you can look at yourself. When you get those beautiful catalogs and color marketing pieces in the mail or when you get certain emails, you're attracted to them, but it doesn't mean necessarily that you are going to act on them. Marketing is delayed. So people need to be able to see what you have to offer at least every 21 days, if not more, depending on your business industry. So, ladies, the first thing that is going to help you to make more money is marketing, and marketing to build your list of prospects, okay? It doesn't do you any good to participate in a Google AdWords campaign or to put an ad in a magazine if you don't really have a well-thought-out marketing plan altogether. For example, did you know that it's not going to really help you to put an ad in a magazine one time? So you really waste good money by not knowing that. You really have to know whether or not magazine marketing is best for your business industry or if it's best for your marketing budget. The same thing goes for putting banners and ads up on various different types of websites or, you know, doing direct sales and sending out postcards. So, again, marketing is very important. If you know how to properly market for your business, the end result of marketing is not sales, by the way. The end result of marketing should be that you have created and built a list of individuals who are interested in what you have. And because you're going to expose that information or those services and products to them, at least every 21 days. They are familiar with who you are, and at some point, they are going to take advantage of it. So the more people you actually have, okay, the more people you actually have in that list, the more people are, that are going to respond to you. That's very, very important, okay? So, for example, if you sent a marketing list out to about 1,000 people who were all very, very interested, okay, to what you have to offer, guess what's going to happen? Guess what? If you send it out to 1,000 people who would be considered warm prospects, meaning they know who you are and they're all very, very interested in what you have, then guess what's going to happen? About 5 to 8% of those people are going to be interested in purchasing your service or your product, okay, 5 to 8%. So it's important for you to understand that marketing, you cannot do without it. You guys hear me? You cannot do without your marketing. Okay? So the next thing that needs to go in your arsenal, in addition to passion and marketing, needs to be website, your internet strategy. Okay? Your website needs to call individuals who visit you to action. Very, very important. It needs to be user-friendly, appealing to the eye, nice with white, full of white space, and at the same time, it needs to call individuals to action. Ladies, you cannot do without an appealing and user-friendly website that calls an individual to action. So if someone goes to the front page of your website, ask yourself the question, do they know what to do? Are they going to have to kind of fuzz through and scramble and look for their way through the website? Keep that in mind, okay? The next thing that should go into your arsenal basket, your treasure chest, to bring in some profit, to bring in some money, is that you yourself need to be out there branding you, because people purchase from whom they can trust. They purchase from whom they can believe in. And so, yes, you have to have a face for your business. Who better to market and be out there in front but you? And maybe if you don't want it to be you, you need to figure out who that's going to be. But you've got to figure out how to brand and constantly bring attention to the business, which is very, very important. So that website, ladies, it used to be that the Yellow Pages were the big thing. Everybody wanted to get a Yellow Pages ad. But let me just tell you this. Yellow Pages are gone, okay, basically. They are gone. And if you tell people that you have a company in a networking event or something like that, I can guarantee you that half of them are going to go and check you out on the internet. They're going to go and see what you are all about. And if you don't have a website presence up, then guess what? It's a problem. And that's what you want to pay attention to. Very, very important. It is 12:52 after the hour. You are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we are talking about the fact that passion does not pay the bills. Now, is it required? Is it necessary to have a passion? Oh, absolutely. I think it's very, very important to be passionate about your business. However, it is not going to pay the bills because you need so much more. You need marketing. You need a viable website. You need to brand yourself. You need to build relationships. Relationships, let's now go ahead and throw some social networking in there, okay? Because you really need to know how to get out there and utilize social networking for your business. And after social networking, ladies, you can do all of that, have a good follow-up system, but if you don't ask for the business, guess what? It's not going to make a bit of difference, okay? It's not going to make any difference at all. So I want to encourage you to ask for a business. That's very, very important. Ask for the business. So there you have it. Ladies, it takes so much more than passion to be in your business. It doesn't pay the bills. And as women, you know, sometimes we can get really excited and we can get very passionate about our business. And believe it or not, we can ride off of that excitement. But at the end of the day, after we ride off of that excitement and feel all excited about the possibilities of what our business can do for us, if we have not implemented things, if we have not carried things out in a manner that we're going to start seeing action and start getting customers that we can sell to, it does not matter. So it takes so much more than passion to be successful in business, okay? Hopefully you guys have been taking some great notes. I'm going to try my very best and get the article, It Takes More Than Passion to Be Successful, out. But until that time, you know, look at your notes. Go ahead and start planning your strategy and start really figuring out what your goals are for 2012. Now, we had a caller online, 8147, who wanted to share with us. Caller, are you there? Caller on 8147. Caller, you're live. Give us your name and the city you're calling from. Caller, are you there? Okay, well, I guess we're just not able to connect with the caller. And so hopefully we will be able to let you share on next week. I'll ask Andrea if she can go ahead and take both of those callers' phone numbers down, and then we'll be connecting with you after the show. Well, we're coming towards the end of the show. When I want to just really give you some good information on gaining your wealth, on being successful. And so I want to read for you something, a short excerpt from the book, Your Magic Power to Be Rich by Napoleon Hill. You know, he talks about the fact that some of us desire an outlet for our talents in order to have the joy of creating our own riches. And then he says, some of you are seeking the easy way to riches with the hope that you will find it without giving anything in return. That, too, is a common desire. But it is a desire I shall hope to modify for your benefit, as from experience I have learned that there is no such thing as something for nothing. There is but one way to riches, and that may be attained only by those who have what I call the master key to riches. The master key is an ingenious device with which those who possess it may unlock the door where they will find the solution to all of their problems. Its powers of magic transcend those of Houdini himself. It opens the door to sound health. It opens the door to love and romance. It opens the door to friendship by revealing the traits of personality and character that makes enduring friends. It reveals the method by which every adversity, every failure, every disappointment, every mistaken error of judgment, and every past defeat may be transmuted into riches of a priceless value. It rekindles the dead hopes of all who possess it, and it reveals the formula by which one may tune in and draw on the great reservoir of infinite intelligence through that state of mind known as faith. It lifts humble people to positions of power, fame, and fortune. It turns back the hands of time and renews the spirit of youth for those who have grown old too soon. It provides the method by which one may make full and complete possession of one's own mind, thus giving one unchallengeable control over the emotions of the heart and the power of thinking. He says, listen carefully to what I have to say. Listen not only with one open ear, but with open minds, eager hearts, remembering that one can't hear what one isn't prepared to hear. I shall speak to you of facts and describe to you the many principles of which many of you may have never heard, for they are known only to those who have prepared themselves to accept the advice I have to offer. And here are some of the things that he says is the master key to riches. He says, it's important for us to fellowship with others, to take off the gates, to let the gates down and fellowship with others. Very, very important. He says, it's important to allow the many selves who guide you, the many personalities inside of you that guide you. It's important to learn to listen to your spirit. He says, and it's also an obligation for you to share your success. It's very, very important for you to do that. And it's important for you to understand that it all begins with how you think for yourself. Whatever you think and believe, you can achieve. So it all starts with you thinking and believing and then sharing with others and then making it happen. by not only sharing, but listening to your inner spirit, listening to your inner heart. So, ladies, I always say that it's so important for you that if you are not aligning with your inner self, your inner spirit, you've got to redesign and you've got to get in touch with yourself. So I want to encourage you to attend the Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind retreat coming up on November 5th. Get signed up for that October group coaching and invest in yourself. And I want to encourage you to sign up for a free Power Talk session with me so that I can encourage and empower you. Ladies, here's to your success this week. Make it a good one. Take care, everybody.